Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alan Ripley. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third, the left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ron Pruitt. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Hood. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Dade reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dade moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dade scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball towards left. Grubb catches it and throws to second to double up Yastrzemski, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bell reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dade hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Kuiper moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Remy moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Rice reaches second base with a double. Remy scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Paxton now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. 1 out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to second. 2 outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Remy. Bell moves to second. Dick Drago now pitching. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 3 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Manning moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.